So with natural disasters then, earthquakes, floods, pandemics, we know they can have significant impacts on a company's financial position. So I just wanted to have a look at some relevant standards that we've got. So RAS 36, impairment of assets. So obviously natural disasters will result in impairment tests for both tangible and intangible assets. And what you've got to do is work out whether the carrying amount exceeds the recoverable amount. And if it does, then you've got to impair it down. Remember, the recoverable amount is the higher of fair value less cost to sell and value in use. And remember, impairment losses are normally recognised in the P&L. You also want to think of IAS 16 PPE, because if PPE is damaged by a natural disaster, then impairment testing is required. And you get a potentially at least get compensation from insurance claims. That's, remember, only recognised when it's virtually certain that you're going to get those insurance claim monies. Which brings me to IAS 37 provisions. Provisions may need to be recognised for liabilities, obviously things like environmental cleanup costs, but also contingent liabilities might be disclosed if we're uncertain about what our obligations are. Finally, another standard that could come up in this natural disasters is fair value measurement, because if assets need to be measured at fair value following a disaster, probably things like damaged PPE, then IFRS 13 will give you guidance on how to determine that value, if you remember, on observable market inputs ideally. So key considerations for natural disasters then are that entities must disclose any material uncertainties they've got regarding recoverable amounts or provisions, and insurance recoveries should only be recognised when virtually certain. Otherwise, they're just disclosed as contingent assets.